listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Joy Yearout, Communications Director for the Susan B. Anthony List. We want to get her thoughts on the issue of abortion as the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court gets looked over very carefully on folks on both sides of this issue. And Joy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
We have heard from the mainstream media sources that Sotomayor may well be a moderate on the issue of abortion. For example, she sided with the Bush administration when it came to overseas planning clinics and so forth. What's your overall impression of her overall and specifically on the issue of abortion?
Well, you know, she certainly has made some decisions that were positive from our perspective. The one you mentioned, she agreed that the federal government does have a right to favor organizations with taxpayer dollars that don't support abortion on demand. But it's really tough to say right now how she feels about Roe versus Wade. Just today, Gibbs said that the president is comfortable with her views on the Constitution, but that he hasn't asked her directly about Roe versus Wade. So that's definitely a big concern for us right now because she hasn't ruled on any cases that directly involve whether there is a right to an abortion enshrined in our Constitution.
She's been on the bench for about 17, 18 years now. Is there anything other than that case about overseas planning that gives you an indication of where she might be on this issue?
You know, it's not to this date. She hasn't said anything publicly that we're aware of. She hasn't ruled in any cases directly addressing abortion regulations. So there really is a lot of, basically, a big space of unknown right now with regard to her position on legal abortion.
So given that lack of information, what other aspects of her career are you looking at to determine whether or not she's a good fit for the high court?
We're really working closely with the Senate right now to ask them to ask the tough questions because there definitely needs to be a long process with regard to examining her judicial philosophy, and we need more than she has a great life story as her qualifications to serve on our nation's highest court. Certainly both Justice Alito and Roberts had, if they didn't have a record, they had a clear recommendation toward the Senate for how they felt about Roe versus Wade, and that at the bare minimum, we need that from her.
In terms of the life story aspect of this that you mentioned, it seems to be getting a lot of play right now. Do you think, based on what you do know of her record, that the life story is perhaps the main reason why she got this nomination?
Well, I think the Obama administration certainly saw that as an advantage. You know, there are a couple of the other nominees that were seen as leading contenders, including Judge Diane Wood, had some very troublesome rulings directly related to abortion. And it's a lot more difficult for organizations like ours to get people interested when they look at first glance. It seems like she's made a pro-life ruling. It seems like she's a nice woman. But the reality is, we don't necessarily know if that's true.
What abortion issues do you suspect will be coming to the high court soon? Obviously, this is a lifetime appointment, so she could be there if she's confirmed for two or three decades or even more. But in the near future, what type of issues do you think the court might be considering on the life front?
Well, certainly there's only one that is on the docket for next year, and that involves Choose Life license plates. It's a court case coming out of Illinois. And they're asking the court to rule whether that is constitutional for states to allow that to go forward. There aren't any cases directly on the court's docket involving abortion regulations. But, of course, there are always challenges from abortion groups, whether that's on parental notification laws, parental consent laws. You know, just this week, the Alan Guttmacher Institute, which is affiliated with Planned Parenthood, released a study attacking waiting periods, saying that that's an unreasonable barrier for women pursuing abortions. So there's definitely an effort on the part of abortion advocates to challenge abortion laws at the state level. And I think it's sooner rather than later we'll see something at the Supreme Court.
In terms of the issue going forward here, the Obama administration, one of the things he said during the campaign was that the first thing he'd like to sign, which obviously is not the case now, but would be the Freedom of Choice Act, which would basically remove all restrictions, not just waiting periods, but parental consent and partial birth abortion bans and so forth. What's your sense of how likely it is that that will actually move forward? And do you think that that's something that, if passed, would get to the Supreme Court pretty quickly?
Well, you know, when the president did his most recent primetime press conference, he admitted that the Freedom of Choice Act was no longer on his legislative agenda. And the reality is he doesn't have the political capital to move something like that forward. It's a very radical piece of legislation. Not only would it enshrine taxpayer funding for abortion in law, but it would overturn hundreds of state restrictions on abortion, from common sense laws like parental consent to informed consent, which are laws that give women specific information about the risks and impact of abortion on their health, both physically and psychologically. And, you know, just this month we've had several polls coming out showing that the majority of Americans are pro-life, at least 51% according to Gallup. And it's just, the political reality is the majority of Americans wouldn't support something that extreme. What we at the Susan B. Anthony List are more interested in tracking is the president's support for the abortion agenda incrementally. We saw that with his proposition for his budget a couple weeks ago. He has opened up taxpayer funding for abortion in the District of Columbia. One step at a time, he is advancing the abortion agenda because he thinks that's probably the easiest way for him to get what he wants.
What are some other areas we might see him try to do that?
Well, definitely there's been discussion among abortion groups that they want the Hyde Amendment overturned, and that is legislation that says federal taxpayer dollars cannot be used through the Medicaid program to pay for abortion on demand. When he issued his budget overturning a similar rule in the District of Columbia, abortion groups applauded him for that but said it didn't go far enough. So there's definitely a lot of pressure on him to repeal the Hyde Amendment, which is a longstanding law, and the majority of Americans support it. But abortion groups seem to think that they need more of your tax dollars.
Last 20 seconds here. Joy, tell our listeners a little bit more about the Susan B. Anthony List.
Sure. The Susan B. Anthony List is a pro-life organization. We have a special focus on advancing pro-life women in politics. And our website is www.sbalist.org.
Joy, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Great, thanks.
Joy Yearout is Communications Director for the Susan B. Anthony List. Again, you can learn more about the organization's work at sbalist.org. When we come back on Dateline Washington, the Obama focus on cybersecurity. Stay with us.